You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, we're talking with Gerben Villers. He's talking to us from Rotterdam. Gerben, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Gerben, I want to talk about your curatorial work and specifically the project All Together Now. Can you tell me a little bit about what All Together Now is and how it was founded and its mission?
Yeah. I worked for a showroom Mama in the Witte de Witstraat, also here in Rotterdam. And there I collaborated with contemporary artists in making solo exhibitions and group exhibitions. Showroom Mama's mission was really to endeavor and to work with young artists in the beginning of their careers. So I collaborated with, for example, Oscar Murillo, or with Lizzie Fitch and Ryan Tukarten. But I did it for seven years. And at a certain moment, I started to miss to have a really intense collaboration with some artists that I really, really admire. So I wanted to collaborate with them for 5, 6, 7 years instead of 1 year or 1.5 year for a group or a solo exhibition. So I needed to find a different model for me as a curator, but also as an art agent for these artists. The first thing I thought of starting was a gallery, but the gallery space wouldn't really provide, wouldn't really suit the artist's works that I really like. They're most, they work on the internet, they're filmmakers, organize happenings and perform. So a gallery space would really suit. And then further into the cultural scene and cultural economics models, and then I bumped into music labels that guide their artists from out of an office and have their artists performing at various stages. And that's what I also wanted to do with All Together Now, so like collaborating with these artists for a longer time and show their work on the various platforms that they use. They screen on film festivals, they do performances during in theaters, and every now and then I organize a group or a solo exhibition of them in my space here in Rotterdam.
And so when you talk about, you know, helping artists almost as an agent, what does that mean exactly? Because typically curators, you know, are curating shows, their role isn't necessarily financial or to help an artist's career, but you sound like this is an expanded definition of what a curator is. So what does it mean to be an agent and help an artist's career outside of what you can do, and exactly what does that mean?
What curating for me means is that I want to take care for the artists that I really admire. I'm more of a an artist that sees I'm more of a curator that sees curating as a form of having an in-depth conversation with people and trying to walk on the same path in developing the work of an artist. And in developing the work of an artist, you're not only a curator with that formulates theories and composes shows, but then you're also a person that goes hand in hand with an artist. So I think an agent is being an agent is a form of curating.
And does this idea of being an agent as a form of curating and also specifically All Together Now, is it designed to help artists financially? And if so, do you have a stake in their financial growth as an artist?
Well, I'm just starting right now. I don't know. When I was a curator for Showroom Mama, I paid all artists to that worked there. So they got money for making a group show or participating in a group show or making a solo exhibition. And I also found budgets for them by finding grants from the government, et cetera, et cetera. And as an agent, I'm also trying to sell their works to people who really support them and want to support these artists. So it's a different way of finding money in some cases, but I think the job is almost the same as I had at Showroom Mama that I have now with Altogether now.
But you have to make a living as well. So at Altogether now, where you're getting grants for them and mm-hmm. helping them, how
yeah.
is it that you get paid then? If you're not taking a percentage of that, is it government grants that supports your work?
No,
so to speak,
I'm
as well?
Taking a percentage, of course. But my costs are very low by having this model of being a label instead of having a big gallery space. When I sell something from them or I find a client for them, I get a percentage. But it's also like being a producer. So I produce their art. I'm building with them. I'm fixing transports. I'm almost more like a workshop as well. And for this work that I do in this workshop that I have and that I work with, I also get paid.
You also get paid by all together now, in a sense. You mean a salary beyond the percentages? Is that what you mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, as a producer, I think that's an interesting way to put it. Do you know the work of Stefan Simkowitz, who talks about himself as a cultural producer?
Yeah.
Is that something, is that a similar model that you're following? Because aspects of it sound close to that. He helps produce artists that he thinks, Oscar Murillo happens to be one of them that he's a big supporter of. Is your model similar to his, or if it's different, how so?
I don't think so. Stefan Simkowitz has a different model in as he is more acting like a spider in a big web and being in the center of a big network of clients and artists. And of course, he also has a big amount of money that he can invest in artists and buying low and selling for some higher amount of money, where I am more a producer, if you would call me a producer instead of a curator or a producer/curator, I'm more somebody who wears his gloves and paints and constructs with the artist. I think that's a totally different way of working with the artist than Stefan Simkowitz does.
Well, I mean, this is interesting to talk about then, because perhaps it's the difference between also an American model and a mm-hmm. and a more European model. And just correct me if I'm wrong, but you know the American model, as Simkowitz is talking about it, is and it's certainly not a typical model for America. But he's investing and he's building the careers of artists.
Mm-hmm.
You're also investing your time, but the difference is you're not speculating, you're not thinking about what will happen, you're not personally making money from the future investment of this work. Is that correct, or how else do you see the difference between both of
you? I think that's one of the biggest differences, of course. I don't know Stefan Simkowitz that well, of course. I have chatted sometimes with him, but I focus on 4, 5, 6 artists where Simkowitz has a working relationship with quite some more artists as well. So I think the attention per artist that I can give is bigger than Stefan's model implies.
So in the case of someone like Oscar Murillo, who you're both supporting, is that the
mm-hmm.
case? You're still involved with him as an artist? Does it create any conflicts that he essentially has two producers, one in America and one in Europe at least?
Yeah, I have to make... Now, I worked with Oscar Murillo when I was a curator at Showroom Mama. Right now, I'm not collaborating with Oscar as he is represented by a European gallery called Carlos Ishikawa and David Swerner. I don't know the relationship between him and Stefan Simkovic at this moment, but Oscar and me, we are just good friends with each other, and we talk about art, but there's no business involved in our relationship.
And how is Altogether Now moving forward? What are the plans for Altogether Now in the future? Is it just you, or is there a team of people that are also, in a sense, producing other artists?
Right now, I'm on my own, but this February, I will make a big public sculpture in the city of Rotterdam at the Central Station. I will build a sculpture of Fraser Stewart, one of the artists that I work with. And with Fraser Stewart, we're going to install his big piece called Behind the Wheel. It's a rotating car on a platform in the Central Station of Rotterdam. And if I get such assignments by the city of Rotterdam or by other people, I hire other people. So I'm more like a networking organization that can hire people if it's necessary. But at this moment, I'm on my own.
Well, it's exciting, that idea of what you're doing. And you call it a label in... You know, as I think of the term label, that you have a label, mm-hmm. I think of that in terms of music. Often, you know, record producers are working for a label, or they establish their own label. What exactly do you mean by a label?
I think what I mean with a label is, I think, the more fluid forms of representation. Like there, also in the Netherlands, there's this famous Dutch design label called Droog Design. Maybe you've heard of it. And sure. What they do is that they support young Dutch designers, and they bring them to Milan to the design fair, but they also develop a special project with them and execute them on the various platforms that are also there for designers. So it can be architecture, it can be a new piece of set of glasses, or it can be a decoration of a hotel, and all this for various platforms. I think that's for me the definition of a label. And at the same time, the second definition of a label for me is a sign of quality. So I support the artists that I believe in, and I want them to be under the umbrella of Altogether Now, that has a kind of aesthetic standard and projects and how they should be executed. I think that's my definition of a label, at least.
And how do you find artists, or can artists also reach out to you to introduce themselves to you? How does that work?
Yeah, it's, I think, the same like I did as a curator. It's traveling, seeing lots of group shows and independent shows on various Kunstvereins and institutions throughout Europe. I'm going to the fairs. I also have, of course, a big network of artists that I've collaborated with in the past that every now and then tell me which artist is good to follow or would be nice to work with. And sometimes just people come to my place and say, I want to collaborate with you. And that's exactly the case with Fraser Stewart, that I will make the big public sculpture with here in Rotterdam, and also will go with him to Art Rotterdam this year. He just came by at my booth when I was for the first time at Art Rotterdam, and he introduced himself to me and told me that he wanted to collaborate, and showed me his work, and since then I support him. So it's very various how I pick out my artists, or how artists come to me.
It's very interesting. And in closing, is there anywhere you want to point people to? There are listeners that will be hearing this from different parts of Europe as well as the mm-hmm. United States, and there'll also be links to Altogether Now, so you don't have to tell me the link, but is there anywhere you want to guide any of the listeners to in terms of knowing more about Altogether Now or other artists that are having shows that you support that are coming up, anything at all like that you'd like to point is to?
Well, I don't think it's not a show, but there's a book that I want to recommend your listeners, and it's from my showroom Mama, the institution that they used to work for, and it's called A Way of Learning, Growing in Cultural Institutions. And this book is about how volunteering into a cultural organization, like in a contemporary art space, how it also can develop your skills as an artist or as an art professional. And it's lots of interviews with curators, but also with former volunteers of Showroom Mama that now have an artistic career as an artist or as a producer. I also was a volunteer there. And I think this would be a very good read for all your listeners. I will repeat the title again. It's A Way of Learning, Growing in Cultural Institutions. And it's by Showroom Mama. And I think that's a good read. Yeah, it's a little bit the end of the season right now. But I would welcome everybody here in Rotterdam, a small town. It's 500,000 people live here in Rotterdam. But the cultural scene here is growing and growing faster and faster. We have very nice art institute called Witte de Wit Center for Contemporary Art that makes really nice exhibitions. They now have a very good show, by the way. I'll just check it out for you. It's by Douglas Copland. It's called Bitrot. That would also be a very good exhibition to show. If you're around somewhere in the Netherlands, please come to Witte de Wit, the exhibition Bitrot. And that's about it.
Sherbin, thanks so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate your work and your words.
Thank you very much for having me in your show.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.